Good morning. This is Darrell Gunter, your host for Leadership on WSOU 89.5 FM and streaming on the net at WSOU.net. Well, ladies and gentlemen, today I am your guest because I am going to talk about how to build a high-performing team. Some weeks ago, I did a session on how to build a high-performing business. And today, I thought it would be very helpful in our executive series of building a high-performance business is to focus on four topics, to allow you to dive deep into this topic. Today, I want to talk about the SWOT analysis. I want to talk about the four P's of marketing. Third, I want to talk about the gap analysis. Then we'll talk about the five W's and the H. So the whole purpose of this show is to help leaders from all walks of life to be more successful, to provide you with the tools and insight that will help you to grow and scale your business, grow and scale your church, grow and scale your softball team that you coach. Because leadership, it's all about interpersonal skills. And I firmly believe that in order to do that, we have to have the right tools to build the respective businesses that we're in. So first, let's talk about the SWOT analysis. Now, for my friends and colleagues who have gone through college or your MBA program, I know you know what a SWOT analysis is. But we're going to talk deeper about the SWOT analysis. And for my friends that have learned on their own, I hope that introducing this topic to you will help you and assist you in growing your business. So what is a SWOT analysis? It's defined by S for strengths, W for weaknesses, O for opportunities, T for threats, the SWOT analysis. And when you look at the SWOT analysis, it's both an internal view for the strengths and the weaknesses, and an external view when we talk about the opportunities and threats. So when we think about our business, we think about within our business, what is it that we do very well? Do we have an outstanding product? Is it priced exceptionally well? Do we provide excellent customer service? Is our location one of the best in the world? What are the other attributes as to why people come back and do business with you or buy your product, good or service? You know, and it's important for you to understand where your strengths are. Now, let's talk about weaknesses. Weaknesses is where you look internally, you look in the mirror, and you be very honest with yourself to say, my product is good, but it would be better if it could do this. My product isn't selling. Maybe it's the price. My customers do not give us great customer service ratings. All of those three things that I've just mentioned are weaknesses. And I don't think you should stop there. I think you need to really identify where there's opportunity for you to do better. So what are those weaknesses? And this is the internal view of your strengths and your weaknesses as it relates to your product, goods, service, pricing, your location, how your customers view you, how your employees view you, etc., etc. Now, let's look externally. Externally for your opportunities. Where are the opportunities for you to grow your business? Now, quite frankly, we could go back and look at our weaknesses and say, if I improve my customer service, if I improve my pricing, if I improve my product, that's an opportunity for me to grow my business. So I see that opportunities is the converse relationship of your weaknesses. You can turn your weaknesses into opportunities and then turn those opportunities into strengths. And that's how you grow and scale your business. Always with the mindset that you and your team are always looking as to how you can be better. Last of the T is the threats, and we're looking externally. And an external threat, it could be many different things. It could be your environment. It could be the macro or microeconomic situation. It could be if you're doing business in another country, it could be the currency of the other country. Maybe their currency is being devalued, or maybe they're having issues. We can remember Greece not too long ago that they were going to default, or the current situation with Puerto Rico. If you're doing business in Puerto Rico and you notice that your accounts receivables from your customers in Puerto Rico is up, you need to be concerned about that. Because if they're not able to pay you, that will be money that you will not be able to use to cover your operating expenses and to invest. So your external threats would also include technology. You might have a competitor who might introduce new technology that is superior to yours. So you need to look at the external threats from many different viewpoints and vantage points. And then determine what are you prepared to do to combat those and minimize those external threats. So as we look at the SWOT analysis, the strengths, the weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, it's being able to evaluate you and your business and your colleagues to ensure that you have addressed the situation, or you have made aware of the situation, and you're establishing a plan of action to address it. Now, let's take a step back. When we talked about how to build a high-performing team in our last lecture series, we talked about how it's important for you to have a mission and for you to have a strategy as to how you're going to achieve that mission. And with that strategy comes establishing various different objectives that is going to allow you to implement the strategy. And this is where, by putting things down on paper, allows you to let it simmer, if you will, to give it proper time and thought about what you see, your mission, your strategy, and your objectives, and how are you going to achieve all of these things in a way that's going to allow you to build and scale your business. And this is where the SWOT analysis will allow you the opportunity to really visualize this and really see it. Oftentimes, Gunter Media Group, we're in the business of helping executives to really understand their strategy. Number one, do they have a strategy? Number two, how is the strategy doing? What we simply do is that we're able to provide them with what I like to call a look at their blind spots, or Johari's window. And something I learned here at Seton Hall University many decades ago, where someone can see things that we don't see about ourselves to raise up our consciousness about ourselves. In another lecture, we're going to talk about the four levels of consciousness and how we want all to aspire to be at the top level of consciousness. But getting back to the SWOT analysis, having the SWOT analysis is a good starting point for you to take a good look at where you are and where you want to be in your business. Secondly, is to look at how well have you mastered the four P's of marketing. The four P's of marketing: product, price, promotion, and placement. Let's talk about why these are so important and relevant. Product. What is the product that you're selling to the marketplace? Price. What is the price of this product? Have you priced this product effectively? You want to price it so that you can maximize your sales and create an ongoing concern for your business. An ongoing concern means that you've priced it where you're covering your costs and you have a markup which allows you to reinvest in your business, cover your costs, but also to reinvest in your business and to grow. So we have product, then we have price. And then there's promotion. How are we going to promote this product or service? Before the internet, it was telephone sales, it was direct mail, it was advertisement, whether it was on TV or print or radio. But with the internet and social media, we have a plethora of tools that we can utilize to promote our product. And promoting your product is understanding who your target market is, where your target market is, where are they, and how do you connect with them. And today, again, with the internet, with blogs and white papers and constant contact, which allows you to send very authoritative emails to your target market, it's very effective. So with all of this promotion, of course, there's got to be a way for you to complete the sale, and that's placement. How are you going to sell this product? Is it going to be done by face-to-face salespeople, telephone salespeople? Is it going to be on the internet where folks can do all their shopping online, like Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com, et cetera, et cetera? And what is going to be the critical path for the customer to do business with you? A lot of folks don't understand why customers don't make it all the way through the critical path where they actually complete the sale. So when you think about the customer sees the product, they want to buy it, and then of course either they go to a retail store to purchase the product, and there of course it's you know, how does your folks who on your team help facilitate the sale? One of the big problems I see today in a lot of retail stores is that you have customers standing around waiting for the checkout person to handle their transaction. Some people actually walk away. They drop the goods down and walk away. Those are lost sales opportunities. So somewhere along in the Macy's critical path, they're losing business. And by adding on either a self-service kiosk or adding on another cashier, it will help move things along. So you got to think about the placement. How are folks going to be able to purchase your product? Again, we have the four P's of marketing, which is the marketing mix, which is the product, the price of that product, how do you promote the product, and placement, how are you going to sell this product? What is going to be the distribution channels for that? And so when I talk to folks about the SWOT analysis and how it relates to the four P's, I take them through the exercise of understanding first, what is their SWOT analysis of their business? And then when we look into the various different aspects and disciplines of their business, as it relates to the four P's, we do the SWOT analysis on each of these items. And in this exercise, I start to see light bulbs go off. People get that aha moment that it's been in the back of their head that this was troubling them, but it never came to the forefront. So basically at Gunter Media Group, what we do, and you can go to guntermediagroup.com, what we do is that we help CEOs, managing directors, VP of sales, and even business entrepreneurs to bring those ideas out of their head on paper, which allows them to have that aha moment, that epiphany that says, this has been troubling me, or this is what I thought I should be doing. And that's where they have that aha moment with that. So in looking at where we are right now, we have talked about the SWOT analysis, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, threats, to do that analysis about yourself and your business. There we look at the four P's of marketing: product, price, promotion, placement. And looking at those two together to determine where or how you could do a better job in scaling your business. The third area that we want to talk about is the gap analysis. And ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who are just joining us, this is Darrell Gunter, your host for Leadership. This is part two of our executive series in building a high-performing business. We're talking about the SWOT analysis, the four P's of marketing, the gap analysis, and the five W's with an H today. If you've missed any part of this broadcast, this show will be up on iTunes shortly after this show, and you can download and listen to the entire show. For those of you who would like to have more information about how Gunter Media Group can help you grow and scale your business, we can be reached at d.gunter@guntermediagroup.com or call me directly at 973-454-3475. And for my colleagues outside of the United States, it's +1-973-454-3475. Now, let's talk about the gap analysis. It is so important for you to look in the mirror and be honest with yourself about your business. What you do well, what you could do better, where there's opportunities for growth, and where, who, what, when, and where, why, and all that good stuff are the folks that are out there that could be a disruptor to your business. And this is where you do a gap analysis. I suggest that you look at the competitor who's number one in your industry. I say that you is important to respect and understand your competitors. I also advocate to read the book, The Art of War by Sun Tzu, because there he talks about knowing your enemy. In business terms, it's not about, I don't think your competitors are your enemies, they're your competitors. But it's important for you to understand anything and everything about them. So, if I want to go into the retail consumer electronic business, I would look at Amazon.com and I would look at Best Buy. If I wanted to do it completely just over the internet, I would look at Amazon. And if I wanted to have a brick and mortar to that, I would look at Best Buy, the two together. And I would look at what are they doing that is so unique and different from what I'm doing. So then I look at what they're doing, I do their SWOT analysis, I do my SWOT analysis, and then I compare the two SWOT analyses to determine what are they doing that is making them so successful. What can I do to not only replicate, but what can I do to enhance what they're doing so that I can be better? You know, there's the phrase that, you know, If you shoot for the moon and you don't hit the moon, at least you'll hit some stars, because you're setting your sights very high on what you want to achieve. And that is so important that you do that. So with the gap analysis, you look at what they're doing, you understand exactly where are the differences in what you're doing and what they're doing, and then determine how you can replicate or do better than what they're doing, and then what are some of the things that they're not doing that you feel that you're doing that you want to further enhance so that you can leapfrog them, if you will, to achieve a better result. So when I sit down with the executive and we have that heart-to-heart talk, and we talk about the SWOT analysis, we talk about the four P's, and we do the gap analysis, at that point, we have a pretty good view of where we are, of where the company is versus where we want it to be. Then that allows us to create a strategic business roadmap, because you're not going to achieve all of this overnight. You need to understand it. You need to have your team understand it. You need to get your team involved for them to understand how are we going to improve our business. And this is where there should be a workshop with you and your team members to create the strategic roadmap as to how you're going to grow your business. And with the strategic roadmap, this is where the five W's come into place. You think about the what, the where, the when, the why, the who, and then, of course, let's not forget the H, the how. So let's talk about that. When you think about what is it that we want to achieve, we want to achieve $1 million in new sales for this product or application or service. Where are we going to sell it? Determine what's going to be the method of distribution. When are we going to begin to sell this application? And then, of course, what are the different systems that we need to have in place to make sure that we can support the sales? Why are we doing this? Let's ask ourselves the fundamental question, why are we doing this? And we need to be on the same hymn book in regards to why we're doing this. Equally as important is the who. Who's going to do it? In order to do this, implement this new strategic roadmap, we're going to have several different people who are part of this value chain of events doing it, playing their respective role. So we need to identify that. When is the handoff? And this is when having a good Gantt chart comes into play. And I believe in Taguchi Total Quality Management process, where you have your value chain of events, and along the way, let's say if there's 100 people involved, they know where their role is. Well, don't educate them after the fact. Get everybody in the process early to create a very strong value chain of events. And then we talk about the H, the how. Okay, how are we going to do this? What resources are we going to need? Over what time frame? Answering these questions are very, very, very key. The more questions that you can answer for your team, the better informed they're going to be. And then, of course, how do you communicate all this to your team? There's many different ways to communicate this plan of action to your team. And as in advertising, they say the more times that you share the message, the better that folks are going to truly understand it, adopt it, and implement it. Meaning that, okay, you have the team meeting, you bring the plan together, and then you promote it through your internal websites. Hey, here's the plan of action. There should be a kickoff meeting, if you will, where you have a town hall to get folks excited about what they're going to do. They're going to do something great, and you want to get them motivated to do it. And then, of course, you got to have a performance dashboard. You're going to have a team champion, someone who's going to rally the troops every week to say, hey, here's how we're doing. On next week's episode in this executive series of building a high-performing team, we're going to talk about crafting a successful performance dashboard. As Mayor Koch used to say, it's always good to ask yourself the question, how am I doing? As my wife always says to me, how's that working for you? You know, looking at what are the critical things that I've been doing and what are the critical things that I haven't been doing and what success have I had or have I not had? And be honest with yourself to say, I need to make some changes. If changes are going to happen, it has to start with me, the leader. Looking in the mirror and saying, hey, I'm a good guy, I'm a good manager, I'm a good business person, but I can be better. How can I be better? And be very honest with yourself in regards to that. So during this past 20-some minutes, we've talked about building a high-performance business based upon some sound principles, the principles of the SWOT analysis, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats of your own business, as well as someone as your top competitor. Looking at the four P's that you're currently using of marketing, your marketing mix should be comprised of understanding what your product is, understanding that you've priced this product correctly for your marketplace, understanding how you're going to promote your product, what is going to be the marketing mix of tools, utilizing all the latest in social media, placement, who is going to be the face of the company in regards to how you're going to sell this product. It could be direct face-to-face. It could be the cashier. It could be the salesperson in the store. It could be your internet website. It could be channel partners that you've established a relationship with where they're getting benefit of the sales of your product and service. And then, of course, the third principle we talked about is the gap analysis. Doing a gap analysis that you feel will allow you to see how you truly rank up against the top competitors. And if you measure yourself against the top competitors and work towards their level of excellence, you're going to rise your ship in this tide of competition. Last but not least, we talked about the five W's and the H. The what, the where, the when, the why, the who, and the how. So when you think about what it is, what project you want to do, where will you do this? Where will you sell these products? When will you start to sell it? Why are you doing this? Last but not least, and just as important or more important, who is going to do it? Identifying everyone in this critical path, this value chain of events. When you look at the critical path of your customer, every one of your employees has to play a significant role. If they're not playing a significant role, then really, should they be in your business? Everyone is working towards the critical path of your customer. Again, ladies and gentlemen, it's been my pleasure. This is Darrell Gunter, your host of Leadership, to bring you this executive series on building a high-performing team. If you've missed any part of this broadcast, feel free to go to iTunes U under Seton Hall University. Look for Leadership with Darrell Gunter, and you'll see this show and the other 154 shows that we've recorded over the last seven seasons. It's been a pleasure to be your host for today's show. And if there's any questions that we can answer for you, feel free to give us a call at +1-973-454-3475 or send us a note on LinkedIn or send us a note directly at d.gunter@guntermediagroup.com or find us on Twitter at Gunter M Group, @GunterM.